Welcome to Holistic Matters, the podcast that's designed to help you become the you that nature intended. Broadcasting live this week from the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians annual conference in Portland, Oregon. It's an exciting conference here, and we've been fortunate enough to interview several professionals and leaders in the field. This morning with us is Dr. Ariana Starouche, who's the dean of the School of Naturopathic College in Seattle at Bastyr College.
Yes.
Dr. Starouche, thanks very much for joining us.
It's today. My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So it's always great to be able to talk to the leaders in our field and learn more about what interests you and where you think the profession is going, and then talk a little bit about the conference. But if you would, share your background. How did you become interested in naturopathic care, and how did you get to where you are now as a leader in the field and a woman in the field of healthcare?
Yes. Well, with naturopathic medicine, it's always what was your aha moment? You know, what was all of a sudden you discovered naturopathic medicine? It's like, that's it. That's what I've been looking for. So for me, I had been working in New York City in medical research, first at Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, then across the street at Cornell University Medical College. I became a manager of a department there, and I realized that I couldn't go much further than the manager. And so I decided to take my vacation pay and walk out the door and say, okay, universe, here I am. What do I need to do next?
Right.
And I had also been part of a women's drumming group and helping to teach classes. And we were staying at a woman's house up in Connecticut. And I was washing my hands in her sink. And above her sink, she had a bottle of supplements with a label on it. And the label said, Naturopathic Clinic. And I'm like, really? What's that? And she's like, oh, it's like a regular doctor, but they use diet and lifestyle and herbs and things to help people be healthy. And my drumming teacher looked at me, she said, that sounds like you. So I looked into it. And so when I left my job in the end of January, by August, I was driving across the country.
Fantastic.
To go to Portland. I graduated from, at that time, NCNM in Portland, opened a practice in Portland, and also I worked for different supplement companies, doing lectures on women's health and hormones. I worked for an online school teaching, and I began to learn that my favorite principle of naturopathic medicine was docere, doctor as teacher. And so when a teaching position became open up at Bastyr in Seattle, I jumped at the opportunity to be able to teach the next generation of naturopathic doctors.
Yeah.
I thought that would be my dream job. And along the way, I became the associate dean of academics and then eventually the dean. So really, this is my dream job, making sure that the program is providing our next generation of doctors with all the tools they need to be successful in the world, to really be the pebble in the pond that transforms healthcare across the country.
Yeah, fantastic. So did you have a mentor early in your career that you point to? And how important is the role today of, you know, mentorship for the young practitioner?
Oh, it definitely is important to have mentors, especially as our patients have become so much more complex and so much sicker than when I graduated in 1997. You know, in Washington, we're naturopathic primary care providers, and we have access to patients that are on Medicaid. And so lots of times they haven't been to a doctor in a long time. They come in with multiple comorbidities and pharmaceuticals and mental health concerns and social concerns. That's a lot to process and handle as a young doc. And so I think it's really important to have elders in the field helping to mentor the students and they graduate, because, you know, we graduate entry-level docs. You know, it's all about practice. You know, when you graduate from school, you're kind of a newbie, and you learn a lot from every single patient that comes through your door. So it's really important to have someone that they can reach out to talk to about the complex issues facing them today for the patients they're seeing.
Yeah, great. Let's talk a little bit about naturopathic healthcare and practice. Foundationally, I would describe naturopathic as what medicine was always intended to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back 1,000, 2,000 years ago, it was really as much about understanding the individual as the whole,
mm-hmm.
and being able to work through the challenges or issues that they have to stay healthy or to get back to a health state. And so there's as much an art to healthcare today as there is a science to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that human touch and that connection with the individual that seems to be really important. I think it's missing from traditional healthcare delivery.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's an advantage of naturopathic care today. What's your viewpoint on that?
Well, we at Bestier, we really believe the importance of the therapeutic alliance, mm-hmm. that space that you create for your patients to feel safe and to be able to tell their story and to create that space for healing to occur, because we are social beings, and so much of the distress today in our society is because of isolation, social isolation. And so just creating that safe place for that person to come in and tell their story and to be listened to and to be validated for what they feel is going on with them. And you know, so if a patient leaves the clinic and says to me, I feel better just having been here today.
Yeah.
I know I've done my job.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about how Bestier is training the practitioner of the future and some of the key programs that you have to help facilitate and even
right.
accelerate those learnings for the future practitioner.
Yes. So Bestier was founded 40 years ago on the idea of science-based natural medicine. And so today we recognize there's so much information out there, so much more than even when I graduated. And so part of our job is to help students be able to identify how to find the information, how to assess its validity, and how to apply it to the patient in front of them. So evidence-informed practice is really about taking the available evidence, combining that with your knowledge and experience as a physician, and the patient's preferences. And where all three of those things intersect is evidence-informed practice. It doesn't mean that it's one or the other, it's both and. So it's both and the science available, it's also using our modalities, using our principles, working with the needs of that particular patient, meeting the patient where they are, because we really need to walk hand in hand with them on their journey towards health. You know, naturopathic medicine is a slow and steady kind of medicine. Mm. It's not a quick fix.
Right.
And so we really need to spend the time with our patients to help them understand why their body is doing what it's doing, how we can get it to return to a place of balance, how they can participate in their wellness by making better lifestyle choices, by changing their diet, by having good relationships in their lives. And, you know, the mind, the body, and the spirit are all part of what we do.
Right.
So we look for extraordinary students that want to transform the health and well-being of the human community
right.
by doing naturopathic primary care that addresses mind, body, and spirit
right.
with the naturopathic principles.
Right. So the training that's available through Bestier is pretty impressive. I had a chance on a number of occasions to visit the campus and the school, and it's very impressive. But one of the things that really impresses me is how you design the curricula
mm-hmm.
in a way that provides exposure to all the tools
right.
that are possible, whether it's, say, botanical use or nutrition use
mm-hmm.
or lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, you know, the role of nutrition as part of that holistic lifestyle
mm-hmm.
lifestyle change. But can you share with us a little bit about some of those core programs and how they can all come together? So, you know, when you're a new practitioner, you've got this huge toolbox that
right.
most healthcare providers don't, which is
right.
like so powerful for naturopathic
right.
care.
Well, we always start with the foundations of health.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not digesting and absorbing your nutrients, how can you be healthy?
Yeah,
so
right.
food is always your best medicine. So we usually start there. So no matter what level of the therapeutic order, which is one of the foundations of how we develop support plans, we need to meet the level of pathology with the level of intervention, but yet at the same time, we're always addressing the fundamentals of health. And that basically is, you know, good food, drinking plenty of water, you know, having a healthy lifestyle. So food is a big part, and nutrition is a big part of what we do. At Bestier, we're lucky that we also have other programs, including a nutrition programs. So we work side by side with some of the students from the Master's in Nutrition program at the clinic, but also we manage, you know, patients with food on our own as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And there's a clinic, Bestry has a clinic, both and a community clinic that provides great training for the practitioner. I heard a couple years ago that through the clinic that Bestry has in Seattle, you see quite a number of patients during the course of the year, mm-hmm. a number of about 35,000 or more patients.
Right. So we have our main teaching clinic in Wallingford, but we also have satellite clinics that are in underserved communities that where we provide free care to seniors, to homeless women, to teenagers, to different populations. And we work with them out in the communities as well as our main clinic in Wallingford, where we see a lot of patients there as well. And so we're providing support also for the communities around us, helping people to learn how to be healthy.
Great, yeah, fantastic. So what do you think the near and midterm challenges for the profession are? You know, it's a very interesting dynamic across the country now about healthcare in general, how it needs to be fixed.
Right.
But it seems to me that naturopathic care should be a fundamental part of those discussions. But what are some of the challenges to the profession and in healthcare today that you...
Well, the biggest challenge is chronic disease. You know, we spend so much money in this country on healthcare, but yet it's mostly disease management, and our citizens are not that healthy compared to other places that spend a lot less.
Right.
And so we really need to shift it from disease management to really healthcare and wellness. And so that's a part of what we're trying to do with helping each individual patient. And, you know, there's a big push in mainstream medicine for patient-centered care, but really that's what we've always done, because we always treat the person and not the condition.
Yeah.
So, you know, two people may come in with the same condition, they get a different support plan because they're different people.
Right.
And you have to always meet people where they are on their journey. And so sometimes that might mean they may need to take a pharmaceutical. Sometimes it may mean that they can work through with diet and lifestyle, depending on the situation of their life at this time.
Right.
So it's really important to meet people where they are on their journey. And a lot of people are looking for integrative clinics now.
Yeah.
Because they recognize that it's unreasonable to have one healthcare provider do it all for you.
Right, yeah.
You really need a team care approach.
Yeah.
And so I think that naturopathic physicians are perfectly suited to be at the center of every integrated medicine clinic, because we understand mainstream medicine. We understand differential diagnosis and laboratory analysis. We also understand traditional world medicines like Ayurveda and Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And we can be the ones that can really help people understand what blend do they need of both complementary and traditional care in order to really pursue a path towards wellness.
Right, yeah. Awesome. What advice are you giving or would you give now to that young practitioner who's going to graduate and is ready to launch? Any specific advice on their pathway to becoming a great doctor that you share with them?
Well, you know, I think ultimately it's follow your passion. So while you're in school, if you find a particular modality that really speaks to you, if you find a particular patient population you like to work with, or a particular condition that you have a personal connection with, pursue those and then find mentors that can help you get there. Sometimes it's helpful to start off in a group practice or join an existing practice or do a residency for a year or two. Whatever it takes to really follow your dreams and know that you're going to be providing care to that population that means the most to you.
Right. Yeah, fantastic. I can only imagine as consumers are becoming more and more interested in wanting to own their own healthcare plan, they're seeking out practitioners you just described that have that insight and that approach to patient care. It must be an exciting time
yes.
to see new graduates coming and enrollment.
One of the most exciting things that's happening right now is we now have naturopathic physicians in community health centers.
Right.
So two of our professors that used to work at the Bastyr Clinic campus and clinic in Washington are now working in Eastern Washington in rural health centers.
Oh, fantastic.
And that is amazing. They're having a wonderful experience because of the populations that are out there, whether it's migrant workers or farmers. they come in and they realize that we understand about herbal medicine, which is what their family has always used.
Okay.
And so they're willing to talk about it. They're willing to talk about what their grandma's remedy was, and
right.
because we're not going to tell them no. We're going to say, oh, that's really great. And if it works for you, that's great. Let's combine it with this other approach so we can combine those medicines. We're not going to tell you not to use your traditional medicines. We're going to try and work with you with those medicines. So community health centers, I think, is a new exciting area. The other area is the Veterans Administration. So we've just recently had a number of naturopaths hired by the Veterans Administration to work with our amazing veterans
right.
And provide the kind of care they need.
Right.
We actually had the Veterans Administration come out to campus twice to review how we train our providers and
right.
if we could create a good partnership. And I think that's a really exciting new partnership.
Yeah, fantastic. Are there you know, major healthcare issues? I mean, we know the high incidence and prevalence of chronic disease states, but are there major issues that some of these institutions like the VA are really concerned about? I can imagine, you know, pain management as an example, where naturopathic can have a huge impact. We can get away from opioids as one example.
Oh, pain management for sure is a big concern. Also, post-traumatic stress disorder. So being able to work with patients and work with the veterans and help them to really work through those issues and come back to being fully healthy and well and being able to contribute back to society. So I think, you know, it's heartbreaking that some of our veterans are being ostracized from society because of the things they experienced and not being able to really process them and come back to a place of wellness from there and not being given the right support to be able to recover. And so I think it's really important that we need lots of different methods to help them recover, whether, you know, it's mainstream counseling or psychotherapy or pharmaceuticals, but we need other areas as well. So as biofeedback and herbs and homeopathy, all of these things can provide pathways back to being fully present in their lives.
Fantastic. So that's just another great explanation, explaining the power of naturopathic care. It's holistic. Holistic matters at the end of the day.
Yes.
And so what a great note to end our discussion this morning. The Holistic Matters podcast, we're with Dr. Ariana Staruk, who's the dean at Bastyr College, live from the AANP annual convention in Portland, Oregon. Dr. Staruk, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It really was my pleasure.
Right, great. Thanks very much.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevere, licensed under a Creative Commons attribution license. If you liked this podcast, please share with your friends and family, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we are talking about how to be the you nature intended.